Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, Sonia Sotomayor is in. Anthony Weiner is out of the mayoral race as of this morning. Let's talk about both with the publisher and CEO of El Diario La Prensa, New York, Rosana Rosado. Rosana, thanks for coming on again. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me. I was fascinated by that discussion.
You want to say anything about it?
You know, I grew up in Soundview. I grew up about six blocks east of Bronxdale houses, and I grew up in a private house. We were surrounded by Soundview houses in Bronxdale, and I was also kind of caught up back yesterday by the description of, you know, we grew up in this area, which is right above the South Bronx, but today everything below Fordham is called the South Bronx. And Bronxdale houses, Castle Hill houses, Soundview houses, all these projects I grew up around are beautiful. I mean, all my classmates, many classmates were from, you know, the projects. And, you know, where we grew up, where I come from, being from the projects is a badge of honor, you know. I remember having cousins who lived in the projects and telling my dad, you know, how come we can't live in a building with an elevator?
Elevator that once in a while even works.
And that sometimes doesn't work. But, you know, I think that, you know, the guy who was commenting is right about that. Some of that stigma about public housing is not relevant in New York City. I think we have some amazing projects. That's not to say that all of our, you know, all the different neighborhoods have, you know, different problems, but certainly it's not necessarily a strike against you to be from the projects. I think that what makes Sonia's story compelling is that clearly many people in that generation were not in public housing by choice. And to kind of follow that, you know, to kind of start out that way,
right,
and kind of end up, you know, as a candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court,
I guess one of
is
an amazing story. And one of the big knocks against the housing complexes, though, even as successful as they are in New York, and you might even say uniquely successful in New York, because we hear about how dysfunctional they are relatively in many other cities, there's something about the isolation, the kind of herding all these poor families into these big, in some cases much bigger than those, you know, brick apartment buildings, and kind of isolating them from other communities, from other income communities, from parks, and that results in higher crime rates and more failure in school. Do you buy any of that?
Not from my experience. As I said, I grew up surrounded by three or four, you know, major housing projects in the Bronx. And in my specific block and the blocks around me, they were mostly single family or two family homes. Mm-hmm. In the Soundview area, was then known as Clawson Point. And, you know, we all grew up together.
So it seemed anything but isolated.
You know, I remember having a summer job when I was 14, my first summer job, when there was those summer youth programs, when there was money for summer youth programs. My job was to travel with a group of kids. It was a crew of kids basically picking up garbage around the projects, you know, kind of with a spear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, I have very fond memories.
Good. Rosana Rosado, editor, publisher and CEO of El Diario La Prensa. So here's another one. Were you surprised to see the headlines in the English language press making it so explicitly about Judge Sotomayor's Latin American heritage? Did you pick up the Wall Street Journal today? Hispanic picked for top court. The Times, too. Big across the whole front page headline. Obama chooses Hispanic judge for top seat. Didn't even mention her name in the headline. It really kind of took me aback having these big point type headlines reduce her to her broad ethnic group. Or do you think that is the headline story?
Well, you know, I think, well, and again, I am biased. I think it is the headline. I think that the historic importance cannot be, you know, avoided. My favorite was the Post, where they actually, for the New York Post, to say Suprema, to actually write it in Spanish.
Same as your headline.
And same as my headline. I think that's amazing, an amazing sign of growth from the Post. But I think I did not have the same reaction that you did. I think it's a positive spin as opposed to, you know, a mm-hmm. negative one, in that I think the picture yesterday of Biden, Obama, and Sotomayor standing together just really, for us, heralded this long-awaited moment that we perceive to be, you know, that moment of transition in our country, when we really all get to a kind of a level playing field.
Is this nomination as big a deal in Latino New York, especially in Puerto Rican New York, as the election of President Obama has been for Black America over the last 6 months? I realize it's not President of the United States and it's just a nomination, but still, are there parallels?
I think so. I mean, I think the story yesterday in Spanish language media was this is the highest you can go except for President of the United States. This is a big story. You know, El Diario is part of a larger company. We own newspapers and publications and online products throughout the country. And, you know, we had team coverage across the country. So it wasn't just a Puerto Rican, but a big Latino story. It is very much it is a parallel to I guess, what President Obama's election was.
And I see that El Diario features, among other stories on this today, an interview with Judge Sotomayor's mother, Selena Sotomayor, and you see her story as iconic for Latinas, don't you?
Yes, and we wrote about that in the editorial today. We actually had a luncheon honoring women, Latinas, in New York, and we did that on May 17th, which was 2 Sundays ago, and Sonia Sotomayor was one of our honorees and spoke briefly. She had her mom was there, and we interviewed her mom. And so it was just wonderful because we had about 26 honorees from the community who were honored along with Judge Sotomayor. And to have this happen almost 8 days later was just kind of amazing timing. So we had the interview with her mom, and we were kind of holding it because we certainly didn't want to put any nomination, in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this wonderful list. We also have it on eldiarioNY.com. We have a video interview with her mom. And I think it is iconic. I love that word because it's not just a Latino story, Brian. You know, it's also a New York story. It's a Bronx story.
Absolutely.
It's a only in America story, as cliched as that can be. This is about the sacrifices of that generation that made a decision to come here from our homeland and the incredible obstacles they faced so that people like me could be publisher of El Diario, like Sonia could be U.S. Supreme Court justice, and so many success stories that we have coming, you know, from the Bronx, from the projects, from New York. I mean, I think that is that this nomination is also an incredible tribute to Selena Sotomayor and to that generation of our parents and our grandparents.
You know, I also want to add to this conversation now Columbia University law professor Patricia Williams, who writes the Mad Law Professor column for The Nation. Professor Williams, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
And you're on with Rosanna Rosado, the publisher and CEO of El Diario La Prensa. And you wanted to react to some of what Rosanna was saying, right?
Oh, I just wanted to endorse it. I do think that it's very interesting the way in which she, as you point out, she's been reduced to being a Hispanic icon, and there is something reductive about that. At the same time, it is important that she is this, that she performs this symbolic role. But what I think is missing from this is the fact that she's also one of very few women of her generation, that she is the product not just of a time when there was good public housing, but there were also good public schools, that she represents, she is an icon of specific social movements, of the piggybacked civil rights movements. You know, she's a representative of the immigration movement. She's the result of the barriers, the exclusivity of gendered universities like Princeton and like Yale Law School. She's a celebration of the diversity.
What do you mean by gendered? She went to Princeton undergrad, Yale Law.
Yes,
what do you mean by gendered?
I mean, at the time, she's 3 years younger than I am. Those schools had just become co-ed. Those were schools that were still very much, I mean, when I went to law school, we still, you know, I think they did away with it my first year of law school, something called Ladies' Day, which is that they would only call you one day a month and then they would make fun of you. I mean, mm-hmm. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg has talked about this. And so her inspiration, I think, has many, many points of connection and Hispanic is certainly one of them, Latina, Puerto Rican, but she's also, you know, I think that she represents all of a series of doors having been broken down. When I started teaching, there were only 6 women of color in the entire United States in legal academia. There were 4 African Americans, 1 Asian American, and 1 Latina, and our numbers in the judiciary were just as few. And I think that, you know, we have this moment in which what I've called elsewhere the first Afro-Hawaiian, Kansas, Kenyan American president makes this appointment. You know, we let us discuss her as the first, you know, public housing, you know, public educated, you know, early member of
gendered Princeton,
you know, exactly,
Yale.
Exactly. There are lots of ways.
Non-immigrant,
in which
by the way, non-immigrant, Puerto Rico.
No, but that's true. That's true. That's, you're right. I'm sorry. But in terms of the general category of the degree to which, you know, what she symbolizes has resonance for the presence of the Spanish language, the Spanish culture, Latino, Latin American, Central American culture in our country, I think it says something really significant and positive.
Rosanna?
Well, I agree with Professor Williams. I think, you know, and I think you made a comment, Brian, that whether I thought it was reductive or not. And I think, I mean, the way we view it or the way I view it, I think everything else in terms of her experience, her intelligence, you know, her capabilities is unquestioned. And so that to describe her, you know, to say that he appointed, you know, a judge, it's kind of obvious. I think that the headline is that this is historic, and I think that's one of the main reasons. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why, because she's so qualified, why Obama, you know, why she would have won, you know, at kind of any race. She was always in the running. She was always in the top 4, in the top 3, is because Obama has clearly expressed his desire not just to make history, but to help make history for others.
And call me a conspiracy theorist, but when I see the headline on El Diario that says Suprema, I see it as we've arrived. When I see it on the cover of the New York Post, I see it as they're taking over.
Well, there's probably some truth to that, and I'm comfortable with that.
And go ahead, Rosanne.
This is Pat, actually. I mean, my sense is that her qualifications have been unquestioned as of yet, but this is going to be, you know, to some degree a battle. And I think that you see this in some of the blogosphere in which people say, well, you know, she's good but not great. She's okay, solid, but not impressive.
And we'll talk more about that with you after a break and after Rosanna goes. But Rosanna Rosato from El Diario, before you go, I know you also follow New York politics, so just give me a word about Anthony Weiner dropping out of the mayoral race today. Are you surprised? I mean, this is so unusual. The Democratic mayoral primaries are always chock full of leading characters from the party. But no longer this year, with just Bill Thompson, who is leading, and Tony Avella, who is a relatively minor player in the party. What do you make of it?
You know, I think it's, you know, I do think it's sad that it seems that nobody actually wants to run for mayor except for the mayor. I just don't think you see the burning passion to do this. And I like races. You know, I like primaries. I like it when voters have choices, or, you know, at least can compare, you know, one candidate against the other.
All right. And we will, of course, come back to this topic in subsequent days. We hope to have Anthony Weiner on tomorrow or the next day. Rosanna Rosato, editor. I keep saying editor. You're a publisher and CEO.
I'm a very happy publisher of El Diario La Prensa.
In New York. And you can see their coverage of the Sonia Sotomayor nomination today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Papa.
And we will continue and look more closely at some of Judge Sotomayor's rulings, including some interesting situations in which she's been overturned by higher courts. We'll do that with Patricia Williams from the Columbia Law School in a minute.